Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The weekly podcast where we explore our daily anomalies, bringing to life short stories by fantastic writers never heard in audio format. A weekly mini audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. This week, we have a story by Kristen Pushcheck, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, Some women work hard to have it all. I prefer to struggle spectacularly to have very little. Lean in. More like allow yourself to get dragged down the road by an Uber after your long scarf got stuck in the door. Remember that Sarah Jessica Parker movie, I Don't Know How She Does It, in which SJP juggles a high-profile career, kids, homemaking, and marriage to a husband who loves her, and people say to her, I don't know how you do it, in amazement? Well, I am just like that, except I have none of these things, and when people say to me, I don't know how you do it, in amazement, they are actually expressing shock that I am struggling so meteorically to hang on to what little I have in life. People often wonder if women can really juggle a high-powered career and still have time for their families, or whether it's best to choose between focusing on professional or family ambitions and not try to have it all. Well, as a woman who has no career, family, or ambition, I can tell you that my life is pretty much a rolling catastrophe filled with dirty dishes, unfinished work projects, and stalking inappropriate work crushes online. I don't have it all. I have almost nothing, and I am barely managing. Sheryl Sandberg famously instructed women to lean in, advising women to lean in to the challenges of work by physically leaning in at the conference table and also to lean in to the challenges that a busy family life can bring. As someone completely unqualified to become a tech executive or raise a family, I prefer the mantra, allow yourself to get dragged down the road by an Uber after your long scarf got stuck in the door. That's a metaphor for my life, and also something that happened to me last week after I got my long scarf from Winners stuck in the door of the Uber that drove me home from a positive vibes only seminar for gullible women. You see, I am a feminist, and I believe that there are many different types of ways to be a woman. Sure, you can choose a life full of a husband's love, accolades at work, a pristine home, vibrant friendships, and children who depend on you. But that's not the path I have chosen for myself, and that doesn't make me any less of a woman. I am proud of the life I have randomly fallen into, despite the popsicle wrappers that stick to my feet when I walk across my comically disheveled and pitifully decorated excuse for an apartment. A key question of those around me is, how do you struggle so much to achieve so very little? I never do things when I say I will for no apparent reason. I struggle to attend work each day just because, and I abandon hobbies at the same pace that I pick up new ones. I am really not very good at things. When you see those frantic but cute women whose good-natured kookiness hints at all the things they just barely manage to get done, you say to yourself, wow, she got the year-end report done and was only 10 minutes late to pick up the kids before attending an anniversary dinner with her husband. I don't know how she does it. Yet when you see me, I am often hurrying too, because I am late for no reason at all. I probably spent too long watching Beyoncé videos on YouTube. I might not have had time to put on makeup, but it's not cute, because my skin is broken out from having too much free time to eat chocolate every night. You might say to yourself, wow, how did she manage to choose an unstained shirt that's probably still dirty after not doing her laundry for a month and a half? I don't know how she does it. And the kicker? I could have done my laundry on any of the dozens of evenings I sat at home alone in the past month and a half. I just didn't feel like it. The life I lead isn't for everyone, or anyone, really, but it's the life I have due to years of sustained inaction and lack of ambition. So the next time you see me juggling the one commitment I have in life that I will soon back out of, feel free to chuckle ruefully to yourself and say, I don't know how she does it. And also, if you figure out how I do it, could you let me know? Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast, please share and let me know. And if you want to hear multiple stories like this multiple times per week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.